USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon weakened into a tropical depression, but it is still bringing heavy rain, wind, and possible tornadoes to parts of Alabama and Mississippi. With the hurricane season just beginning, this Gulf Coast resident says this is par for the course.
Anything on the west side is constantly washed. The roads are torn up. It's being rebuilt.
The moisture from the storms is expected to continue north and east and make it all the way up to Rochester, New York this weekend. Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is also going on today on Capitol Hill.
If confirmed to the Supreme Court and as a sitting judge, I owe my loyalty to the Constitution. That's what I owe loyalty to. And the Constitution establishes me as an independent judge, bound to follow the law as written.
Facebook and Twitter CEOs are also testifying today on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
The family of a woman who died in a Mineral County, Nevada jail says the guards ignored her pleas to be taken to a doctor and just left her to die. A 300-page report earlier this week found that the staff at the jail disobeyed department policies by not taking her to a doctor or doing regular welfare checks. The family did file a federal lawsuit last week. A new poll indicates the Florida governor's race is too close to call. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The survey by Quinnipiac University finding that 50% of likely voters in Florida are favoring the Democrat Andrew Gillum, currently the mayor of Tallahassee, while 47% are backing current Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis in the governor's race. The poll has a margin of error of more than 4%. President Trump is an issue for about half of the voters. 22% in the survey say they're expressing support for President Trump. 24% say they're vote in the governor's race will be a protest against Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The internet and social media connects us to millions of people, yet we feel more isolated than ever. A new study came out that said one in four Americans say they have zero friends to confide in. Rita Argwal is the CEO and co-founder of Daybreaker. She's also author of a new book titled Belong, Find Your People, Create Community, and Live a More Connected Life. She joined me earlier today, and I had a chance to ask her what we can do to connect on a more personal level with people.
So step one is actually step one, first of all, is to sit down and assess who are you surrounding yourself with. So write down the five people that you're spending your time with today. Like, who do you consider your friend today? And write that down on a piece of paper, put your name in the middle, and put the people around yourself who you're spending your time with, and ask yourself, are they giving me energy? Are they making me feel good? Are they taking away from my energy? Are they negative? Then step two would be to write down, what are the qualities that you're looking for in a friend? I mean, think about it. We do that for our careers. We do that for our romantic relationships. But when have you ever written down, I'm looking for these types of friends? And then column three, which is probably the most important, are all the qualities that I need to embody in order to attract the friends that I want. So for me, it was, I needed to be less of a workaholic. I needed to be a better listener. I needed to be more patient. And recognizing how I was showing up in my relationships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.